2, Dean Richards with our Food Time Show, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. The award-winning All Things Edible program heard every Sunday at this time. And February, among many things, happens to be Heart Awareness Month. So I thought we'd spend at least one day on our Food Time Show talking about heart-healthy eating, something that we all, you know, probably should have some awareness of. And who better to talk about that than Christine Palumbo, who is a registered dietitian from the Naperville area, is a national leader with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, a freelance writer on many health topics, and a friend, longtime friend of the Food Time Show. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Dean.
Nice to have you with us. I think the last time you were here, we were still over in Tribune Tower.
That's true.
Just to put it all into perspective, but you found us here in our new building.
It was very easy to find. And although I miss the Tribune Tower, the view from the studio and the green room is right. Unparalleled.
Yeah, it is very nice here on the 18th floor of 303 East Wacker. How have you been? How's everything in the world of dietitians?
You know, I've been great. It's nice to see the sun out today. I continue to do my best to eat healthy and model good eating behavior for my three grown children. And, oh, there's a new spouse since I was last here. There's a son-in-law who doesn't...
I thought you meant a new spouse for you. Like, that's an odd thing to bring up.
My husband is driving, and I think he just drove off the road right now.
Oh, when he heard you say there's a new spouse, like, what? So
there's a new son-in-law who did not grow up with a nice variety and not a very good diet. So I'm working with him.
You're retraining him. Okay.
Well, just training him.
Do you think we are in a, you know, it's been at least a year, maybe more since you were here on the show. Do you think we're in a better place nutritionally or the way that people are eating? My gut feeling is that we are not.
Well, you know, funny you should ask, because I happened to see something that said that Americans are eating fewer types of vegetables, but they're eating a lot more of them. You know, there is a shift towards a plant-centric diet.
Right.
And according to a dietary intake study that went for 16 years, people who ate the most and the greatest variety of vegetables were less likely to die from coronary heart disease.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the old adage of having a, quote, balanced diet and eat a big variety, you know, that holds true. And I'm going to tell you something. For Friday, you know, I didn't know I was going to be doing this interview. Friday night, my husband and I and another couple had a wonderful dinner at the Greek Islands restaurant.
Oh, very nice.
In Lombard.
Very nice.
And whenever I go to a true Greek restaurant, like Greek Islands,
one of my favorites,
I ask, and I always order horta.
Oh, very nice. Boiled dandelions. Which does not sound appetizing, because you think of dandelions are on your grass, you know, and dogs have been running all over them. But these are specially grown.
Yeah, and they're greens,
and they're boiled or steamed,
and they're delicious. A little olive oil on them. They brought plenty of lemons.
Lemon, right?
And I ate half of my entire dinner, and you know I'll have half probably the other half probably tomorrow.
Yeah,
but
smart way to eat out.
But that's
only
a way
eat half.
Oh, totally. That's kind of my mantra.
Yeah.
So, but dandelion greens or other greens, salads. But that, you know, just eat, and that's a nice way to challenge yourself to try something new.
Right.
You don't have to learn how to cook it. You don't have to learn how to even pronounce some vegetables. When you're out to eat and you see something and what is there to lose?
Good for you. That's adventurous eating at a Greek restaurant, because people see dandelions and they're like, there's no way I'm eating stuff that I pick out of the lawn.
But see, it didn't say dandelions. The menu said horta.
Hortas. Yeah. But they're very, very good for you, and they're quite delicious.
Absolutely.
I was raised on that. We had them all the time growing up. I wanted to focus on heart-healthy eating on the segment today. But just before I move too far off, you mentioned plant-based diets, and we're hearing about the celebrities, you know, at their fancy, every fancy occasion is all plant-based now. Burger King, McDonald's, everybody's got plant-based stuff now. Dunkin' Donuts, plant-based burgers or breakfast sandwiches. Is that really a health bargain compared to eating an actual burger. I'm guessing, especially at these fast food places, that they're probably packed with sodium and not so good for you that way. But in other ways, are you doing yourself a favor nutritionally by eating these plant-based things?
It's an excellent and a common question that I hear, Dean. The advice to eat a plant-based or plant-centric diet is really based on eating whole plants and not so much the highly processed plant-based burgers, the meat substitutes. They're new, but you know some of the new ones, the certain names that they're new now. We have had plant-based burgers for years, you know, and I mean going back
in the freezer case they've had.
Yes, exactly.
Kinds of things, yeah.
So you know, I'm hesitating. You know, I think the jury is out. What I object to is the fact that they are heavily processed, and if you look at the nutritionals, you see that they are very, very high in sodium compared to the regular beef or pork or turkey-based burger. So
I was looking at the nutrition on them also because, you know, I'm seeing every fancy five-star restaurant doing these plant-based meals, and I just try to eat a balanced diet. And I'm looking at this, and it's like, maybe I don't know anything about this. Let me learn about it. So I looked at the nutrition. I'm like, the calories are not that different.
Right.
The sodium is actually much higher.
Much higher.
To have a plant-based burger is sodium is like 10 times higher than just having a regular burger or a turkey burger. So it's like, I think this is a little nutrition hocus pocus, it seems like to me.
Well, we'll see how long this lasts. We'll see how long, you know, whether it's a fad or if it's a long-term trend.
Yeah. But
time will tell.
But that said, I mean, you know, plant-based burgers and all the plant-based things that all the fast food places are trying to capitalize on, that's one thing. Eating vegetables, you know, greens, other vegetables as part of your diet and maybe a significant part of your diet is the right thing to do.
Well, plant-based is vegetables. It also includes fruits and it also includes grains and whole grains as well as enriched processed grains both have a place in your diet. And in terms of cardiovascular disease, certain grains, such as oats and barley, are very rich in soluble fiber, which is known to bring down your LDL cholesterol. There are other whole grains, such as wheat, corn, and rice. They contain phytochemicals that show promise in reducing certain risk factors for cardiovascular disease.
Nice.
So the... You know, grains are, I mean, they're a source of pleasure in the diet. Pasta and pizza crust and...
Carbs.
Carbs.
My carb alert just went off.
Okay, no, but I mean, it's about portion size.
It's about
but
balance.
Also, it's about balance.
Yeah.
But having pasta or rice with something else. You know, most of us don't eat it just plain.
Right.
But... eating a plant-based diet can be very healthful. So here's, you know, I know you like to talk about menu ideas. So one menu idea for either lunch or dinner would be to create a bowl. And bowls are all the rage right now.
Right.
So you start off with a base of a grain. And what you can do is make a big batch of something or several somethings. It could be bulgur. It could be barley. It could be brown rice. It could be white rice. You can mix white and brown rice. Couscous. And there's more, you know, quinoa. Make a big batch of it. Put it in the fridge and or put it in, you know, individual containers in your freezer. So that's your base in the bowl. And then you can go in your refrigerator and dig around and see what kind of leftovers you have.
Yeah.
You know, vegetable leftovers.
Mix it in together, yeah.
Totally, yeah. And it's beautiful.
Some low-fat, you know, chicken.
Yes.
Low-fat proteins.
Yes.
To put in there, go out in the yard, pick some dandelions.
Not yet.
And,
there's still snow in my yard.
you know what I did? I love that idea. Last night, I was like on a little cooking binge last night. I felt like cooking last night. So I made a couple of different things. I I made some pork tenderloin, like Greek-style pork tenderloin and roasted vegetables. Ooh. But while I was cooking, I had stuff like that in the fridge. I had some vegetables and I had, you know, a bunch of things. And I thought, what can I do? Like, this would be great for fried rice, to make like fried rice. But I am trying to watch my carbs. I didn't want a big thing that was mm-hmm. predominantly rice. Mm-hmm. I shredded cauliflower into a rice size. Fried it first, so it was a little bit crunchy, like rice, and then mixed in all the other stuff that you would put in fried rice. But it's virtually carb-free because mm-hmm. I didn't use rice. I used the rice-like cauliflower with all these great vegetables, and I grilled up some chicken breast, mm-hmm. cut that up, put mm-hmm. that in there, a little scrambled egg. I made it just like regular fried rice. And I didn't eat the whole thing as a meal last night, but I was tasting it while I was cooking it. It was delicious.
Well, what you did sounds amazing, sounds absolutely delicious. But because you made a big batch of it, I mean, that's another trend now. And that is, you know, we're recommending batch cooking to cook when you have a chance. Yeah. For a lot of us, it's Saturdays or Sundays, but you know, with the schedule that you have, you know, busy schedule, it's great to come home after a long day. Right. You're tired, and the last thing you want to do is to start from scratch, but you've got food in the refrigerator.
Yeah, for a couple of days, yeah. Pete McMurray's coming up after 1 o'clock on WGN. Christine Palumbo is here, registered dietitian for Heart Awareness Month. How can we be eating more heart healthfully is the big question. What are the biggest mistakes, Christine, that people make?
Well, I could think of two things. One is that many of us have all or nothing thinking. And we think that we have to eat a perfectly healthy diet all the time. And that's not necessarily true. You know, there's still room in the diet for an occasional rack of, you know, slab of ribs or hot dog or French fries, but it's the overall dietary pattern that counts. And another aspect of a heart healthy diet, well, of course, everybody knows, or most people know, that you want to reduce the amount of saturated fat or animal fats in the diet. What is less well known is
what would be examples of the saturated fats?
Well, think about a big, nice, beautiful slab of prime rib and the fat that's still on it.
Right.
Or the fat that is, I mean, really any sort of meat fat, dairy fat, which you find in things like butter, cheese.
Got it.
Something that is not very well known, that is a growing, we're getting more concerned and we're getting more knowledge about in terms of risk factors, is the amount of sugar in our diet. Mm. You know, a lot of people think, if I eat too much sugar, I'll gain weight, or it'll be bad for my teeth, or I might get diabetes, which that last thing is not true. But sugar in the diet is actually a risk factor. And in fact, the American Heart Association has some strict recommendations for how much added sugar. So again, it's added sugar. It's the sugar you add to your beverages or sugar in...
Or a sugary beverage.
Totally, exactly.
In the first place.
So the American Heart Association recommends that women limit their added sugars to 100 calories a day, which is about 6 teaspoons. And then men should limit their sugars to about 150 calories or about 9 teaspoons of sugar.
Now, how about the hidden sugars that you wouldn't think that you'd find, say, in salad dressing or other places? That where,
and those,
if you read the labels, read the labels, everybody. If it looks like, you look at the sugar line, and if it's super high, then they have put something in that is fructose or something, which is sugar.
Right.
Is that part of those numbers that you just gave?
So that is definitely a source of added sugar.
Okay.
So there's naturally occurring sugars in fruit or in fruit juices. And fruit juice, I'm a big fan of fruit juice, but you're going to limit yourself to about 4 ounces a day. Mm-hmm. Orange juice, grapefruit juice are two of my favorites, you know, right now at this time of the year.
Yeah. Juicing your own fruit better than buying bottled, even the ones that say not from concentrate?
It may taste better. It may, I'm not even sure if it's going to save you money. The amount of sugar is about the same.
Oh, okay.
So, but that's naturally occurring sugar.
All right.
It's naturally occurring. And it comes with, fruit juices and fruits are packaged with various plant nutrients. So So going back to added sugars and the risk to our hearts, added sugars and eating too many added sugars may be a greater contributor to heart disease than saturated fat or cholesterol. So this is something that's relatively new. It takes years for the research to come out. It takes a long time. So time will tell. A lot of us have a sweet tooth. I know I have a sweet tooth, and I love candy. I mean, I'm not proud of it, but, you know, it's
balance
it's
and moderation, really. Yeah. Kind of related to my question about juicing your own fruits, mm-hmm. and is it healthier? Anne has a question about veggies. Hi, Anne. You're on WGN.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Does it matter whether you eat your vegetables raw, or I've been using a Vitamix where I put 5 or 6 vegetables in and juice it and drink it? Is there any difference?
Which one do you prefer, Anne?
I prefer raw juicing
she likes to juice
6 or 7
it.
Vegetables at one time.
Is it so the then, same? Is it the same health wise, or do you lose the nutritional value by blending it up in a blender?
If you are taking whole vegetables and putting them in a blender, whether it's a high end one like Vitamix or a blender that you may have gotten years ago, the nutrient value is the same. It's wonderful. Raw vegetables are very nourishing. Cooked vegetables are very nourishing.
And now, what do you put in your Vitamix, Anne?
Kale, spinach, celery, cucumber, a piece of fruit, maybe half an apple to sweeten it. Mm. But I usually have about 6 vegetables.
Do you put any liquid in at all?
Yes, a little bit of water.
Water.
I do.
You know, it sounds delicious, and if you love it, you're actually taking in a nice variety of vegetables with that mixture. And I say more power to you. Good for you, Anne.
Well, good, because I've had some women tell me that juicing is not the best. Or blending, whatever you want to call it.
You might be losing some of the...
And I couldn't see why it wouldn't be.
Now, well, you tell me, Christine, if this is right, but I think by juicing it, aren't you losing some of the benefits of fiber of eating a whole piece of fruit or vegetable?
Well, not in the Vitamix, though. Not in the Vitamix.
See, what she's doing is she's just taking the vegetables and basically chopping them up in the blender, and everything that goes into the blender she's consuming.
But you're not breaking down the fiber content turning it into liquid?
No. But if you take a juicer where you're extracting the juice out of vegetables, that's what you're... And it's a little confusing, isn't it? So that's a good question,
okay.
Dean.
Okay, yeah. Anne, I appreciate the call. Thanks. What can somebody try for a meal today that would be like excellent... heart healthy? Give us a good recipe.
Okay, well, this could be a lunch or it could be a dinner. You could take a big bowl of greens. It could be 1 or 2 different types of lettuce. You can throw in all the veggies that you like, tomato, cucumber, peppers, you know the thing, green onions, whatever it is that you like.
Salad. Okay,
olives.
You got it, salad.
And then top it with what I just learned about these a couple of years ago. You can buy little containers or little pouches of seasoned tuna, and it's one serving. And as a matter of fact, I meant to bring some today, and then I forgot.
Well, like they're in little envelopes.
Well,
sort of,
there's little pouches, but then there's also little cups.
Yeah.
So different brands. It's seasoned tuna. I'm not a tuna fan. I would prefer salmon, but these are delicious. So you take that big bowl of greens, you add the tuna, and you can either just leave it like that, or you can stir it up. You can add dressing if you want. You don't even need the dressing because the tuna is seasoned. It's delicious and very satisfying.
Adding the dressing, because dressing is usually what kills you when you have a salad.
Yes, unless you use, good old-fashioned olive oil.
Lemon,
or red wine vinegar, and spice it up. So that's one idea. You could make yourself a sandwich. I mean, this is kind of basic, but load
about,
it up
like,
with vegetables.
What about for a meal, though?
Yeah.
I mean, for dinner.
Okay.
For dinner tonight, real quick, because I've only got about 30 seconds.
So one of my favorite meals to make for my family is a whole roasted chicken.
Okay.
Super easy. Yeah. You take a good-sized fryer or roaster, and in the cavity, I will cut up half of an onion and half half of a lemon and put that inside. A couple garlic cloves, a sprig or two of rosemary. Put that in the oven for 1 hour and 15 minutes. Yeah. Roast potatoes with it and roast a vegetable, and you've got yourself a very satisfying dinner.
Yeah.
And then you've got leftovers for a bowl the next day.
Or even those store-bought rotisserie chickens if your time is tight. People want to get more information to reach you. What's the best way to do it?
Well, I have a website. It's ChristinePalumbo.com. I'm also on Twitter and on Facebook.
All right. I know you're going to see the Donna Summer musical today. So enjoy your dancing. You're going to get a workout today.